in the book of Daniel, chapter 3 and verse 24. Daniel, chapter 3 and verse 24 to 30. Okay, we begin. I will read and follow me as I read. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king was astonished, and rose up in haste, and spake and said unto his counselors, Did not we cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? They answered and said unto the king, True, O king. He answered and said, Lo, I see four men loose, walking the midst of the fire, and they have no heart, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of Man, of God. Then Nebuchadnezzar came near to the mouth of the burning fire furnace, and spake and said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, you servants of the Most High God, come forth, and come hither. Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came forth of the midst of the fire. And the princes, governors, and captains, and the king's counselors, being gathered together, saw these men, upon whose bodies the fire had no power, nor was an hair of their head seen, neither were their coats changed, nor the smell of fire had passed on them. Then Nebuchadnezzar spake and said, Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who hath sent his angel and delivered his servants that trusted in him, and have changed the king's word and yielded their bodies that they might not serve nor worship any god except their own God. Therefore, I make a decree that every people, nation, and language which speak anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut in pieces, and their houses shall be made a dunghill, because there is no other God that can deliver after this sort. Then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon. Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, once again, we thank you for the privilege in our life that you gave, that we can worship you in spirit and in truth. Please forgive us for our sins and cleanse our hearts so that we are able to receive our blessings from thy word through you. Thank you very much, O God. Please attach the heart of everyone. And you speak in our heart that you send the revival, not only in our country, but of course in this church. Thank you very much, Lord, for the blessings. Thank you very much for Pastor Terry Poole for letting me to preach in his church. Thank you very much, Lord, for this blessing. And thank you very much for every faithful members of this church that really loves missions. In all these things we ask, in Jesus' name, amen. Thank you very much. You may be seated, please. Amen. So, maybe every one of you, you heard this message, or you heard this story about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego against King Nebuchadnezzar. Maybe you are familiar about this story. But, you know, my friend, although you are familiar of this story, we have a lot of lesson to be learned in this subject, in this story. But this is not only a story, but this is a message when God can speak in the heart of everyone. Christians, I want you to preach about God was exalted. God was exalted. God will not be exalted by anyone if they can find any reasons why they should exalt God. That's what happened in Babylon. God was exalted because King Nebuchadnezzar had found out something in the lives of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Amen? You know, my friend, it's hard for a king like Nebuchadnezzar, who doesn't believe God, can exalt God in his province. It's impossible for the people of Babylon can exalt the Lord that they don't have any knowledge about our God. It's hard for them to glorify God, to exalt God, if they don't have knowledge about the Bible. But you know, my friend, my beloved brethren, it is a good thing that we can see here in the last portion of this verse. The Bible says, Then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon. And of course, some of these verses, before this verse 30, you can see that King Nebuchadnezzar speaks about the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He speaks about what the God of Shadrach, Meshach did in their lives. Amen? That he did something how they can be a blessing in their province, Babylon. My beloved, you know, the situations that they have in Babylon is the same, the situations that you have in the U.S. Amen? They experience, they suffer persecutions like us here in the U.S. You suffer persecutions from our government. Our government prohibited you not to preach the Bible in the streets. The government prohibited you to preach the Word of God in the schools, even praying in public. The government is prohibited us. You know what? In the life of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, King Nebuchadnezzar prohibited them not to bow down to other God, but the God whom he made a golden image. Amen? So look at this verse, my friend. God really is good to Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Who is Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? They were believers of God. Like every one of you here. I know every one of you here are believers of our God. Amen? We have only one God. And we have only one Savior, which is God, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Beloved, it is impossible for the believers, for the unbelievers to praise the Lord. It is impossible for the believers to please our God. It is impossible for the believers to promote the Lord our God. My beloved, but these three Hebrew children, because they were a Christians, they were believers of God, God was exalted in Babylon. Christians, who can praise the Lord in America? Who can promote God in America? Who can please the Lord our God in America? None other but we as Christians. Amen? Not Obama, because Obama is a believer of Muslims, or Islam believer. But we as Christians can be the one can exalt God in our country. Believer, I know tomorrow is the Independence Day. Pastor. Yes, that's great. You're celebrating the founding day of U.S. That's great. And I heard your songs and I saw it. You have songs about America. You love America, right? Meaning, it's not the place only, but you love the nature. You love the people. You have a burden that you want someday that God will be exalted in America. How has it happened, my friend? Like in the days of Babylon, in the days of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. It's hard for them. It's hard for them to encourage all the people. Let's go, praise the Lord. No, it's hard for them. Why? Because there were only three believers on that day. Christians, maybe we are few. We have only few believers in our place. But you know, God is able to use us to exalt Him in your nations. My beloved, I want to talk about three things that King Nebuchadnezzar find out in the lives of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego while God was exalted in the province of Babylon. Number one, he found out their conviction. Open with me your Bible in the book of Daniel chapter 3 and verse 17. If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fire furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O King. Beloved, these three Hebrew children can suffer a punishment of burning fiery furnace. You know what? Because they did not bow about the God whom Nebuchadnezzar made, the golden image. King Nebuchadnezzar said, he made a decree. He made a decree. If anyone cannot bow down on the golden image which I made, you will suffer punishment in the burning fiery furnace. But Christians, these three Hebrew children were caught that did not bow down on the golden image. Wow. Christians, now they will suffer death, punishment through the burning fire furnace. So that time, King Nebuchadnezzar came in front of him, these three Hebrew children. He asked them, "Is it true that you, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, you did not bow down the golden image which I made?" "Yes, sir. We did not bow down." "Oh, now you are worthy to die on the punishment that I gave, that I made." Christians, but see what the people said. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they have a strong conviction. Amen? They did not compromise their conviction. Amen? "Oh, if you want us to die, it's okay to us. It's good for us because we serve the living God. It's good to us to die than to serve your image, golden image God." Christians, they did not compromise their faith. They did not compromise their belief. They stand with a strong conviction to King Nebuchadnezzar. They stand a stable conviction in the front of King Nebuchadnezzar. They talk straight forward to King Nebuchadnezzar. Why? Because they have a straight faith. Amen? They have a strong conviction. Christians, how are you today? Are you still praying in public? If you're eating in the restaurant, in fast food chains, you're still praying? Don't be ashamed on that. Don't be afraid on that. You must show your conviction that you have faith in our God. Amen? Like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Wow. They have a strong conviction. They have a stable conviction. They have a straight conviction. They did not compromise. Amen? And the second thing that I want you to know, what King Nebuchadnezzar find out in these three Hebrew children, why God was exalted in their place, in the Babylon. Not only their conviction to God, but of course, he find out their confidence to our God. Look at the verse 16 and 17. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, "O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thy hand, O king." Christians, they have a strong conviction. Not only a conviction, but of course, they have a consecration to our God. This is the second point. Consecration to our God. You know, my beloved, King Nebuchadnezzar told them, "Oh, you will die. Oh, you will suffer death because of this evil that you did in my power, that you didn't bow down on my golden image." Now, the people said in verse 18, "But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that he will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up." They said, "But if not." Look at the word, "but if not." The word, "but if not," is a conjunction words. Conjunction words. "But if not." Meaning, if God will not save them, hello? If God will not
save them, if God will not deliver them from the punishment of death.
Beloved, look at their consecration in our God. Look at that, verse 18. He said, "But if not, be it known unto thee, O King, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up."
Christians, if God will not save you, if God will not deliver you, what will you do? Christians, if you're asking from God and God will not answer your prayer, what will you do? You will quit? You will stop your service to God? If God will not give anything that you ask from Him,
I will not go to sing in the church. I will not go to the Sunday school anymore. I will not preach anymore. I don't want to go to the church anymore because God did not answer my prayer. No, Christians. But because they were consecrated in our God, they said, "But if not, we will not serve thy God." Amen? Amen? We will not bow down to thy golden image. Why? Because their lives is consecrated only in our God. Amen, Christians? Is your life consecrated alone in our God or to anybody? Maybe your life is consecrated to your boyfriend. Maybe your life is consecrated to material things, to your friends, to your works. But Christian, listen to this. Let us consecrate our life to God alone. No compromising. Amen? No any competitions from anything in this world. Amen? And they said, "But if not, even if God will not answer our prayers, even God will not save us, will not deliver us, we will serve Him." Amen? Christians, look at that. Because of the character that they have, because of the consecrations that they have, God was pleased. God was exalted in the province of Babylon. Wow. Christians, but God saved them. Amen? But God delivered them. Why? Because God showed them that they were really consecrated in our God. That they their lives surrendered it to God, and God is the one who has a power in their lives. Amen. Christians, let us see one more thing about what happened. Well, why King Nebuchadnezzar and the people of the province of Babylon was exalted God. Number three, he find out their confidence to God. The first thing, he find out their conviction. Number two, he find out their consecration. And then number three, he find out their confidence in our God. In verse 16 and 17, Sadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, "O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fire furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king." Look at this verse 17. "If it be so," okay, "our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand." Meaning, my beloved brethren, they have a strong confidence that God is able to save them. They have a strong confidence that God is able to deliver them from death penalty. Amen? Death punishment. Why? Because they know that they are not living in sin. Because they know they are living faithful in our God. Because they know they're living right in the sight of our God. Amen? Amen? Christians, if you're living right in the sight of our God, and if you're living faithful, you're serving God faithfully in your lives, don't be afraid of what anyone will say about you for any persecutions, because there is God who is able to deliver you. God is able to serve you, to save you. Christians,
How is our faith? Do you have a strong conviction? Is your life consecrated in our God? Or you have a strong confidence? No matter what, even the government prohibits us in anything, especially in preaching and praying, doing the works of our God in public, Christians. How is your confidence? Is it strong? To whom shall you bow? To whom shall you bow down? To a person? To a man? Cornelius, sometimes in his life, he bowed down to a man, Philip. But what Philip said, "Stand up, I'm only a man," said. To whom shall you bow down? To whom shall you bow down? In the golden images, in the Philippines, you have a lot of images, especially a Catholic. I'm a Catholic before I became a Baptist. I'm a Catholic before I became a Christian. I was 10 years old. I'm looking for my salvation. I'm asking myself, if I die, where will my souls go? I don't know. I want to go to heaven. How? When I was 10 years old. But you know, I got saved when I was 17 years old. Wow. When somebody asked me, "Brother, if you will die, are you sure that you'll go to heaven?" Oh, that your questions is my questions too in my life. And I want to know it. I want to be sure. If I die, I'll go to heaven. And I said, "How? How about you? Do you know if you will die, you'll go to heaven?" He did not answer me straight or frankly. Just let us see what the Bible says. He showed me about the Romans road. And he taught me about how to get saved. And that night, in the Baptist church in our province, I got saved. 7 years long, I'm looking, I'm waiting to be saved. And I got saved after 7 years. I was young boy, a Catholic, faithful in my church, Catholic church. I'm faithful. I'm praying rosary. I'm praying the prayer of Mary. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. I know our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That's my memorized, but I can't understand it. But you know, my beloved, now, I don't want to bow down to any graven images. I want to bow down only in our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. Like what they did, the three Hebrew children. To whom they bow? To whom they bow? Not only to not to the golden image which King Nebuchadnezzar had made, but he bowed down in our God. Christians, I would like to ask you a question today before we go to our invitations. To whom shall you bow? Will you bow down in the altar and you will bow down to our God, to the word of God that we heard? You know, in coming to the front, the altar call, it's not only to be saved. It's not only to be involved or to be a member of this church through baptism or transfer. But you know, it's our privilege to bow down to our living God. Amen. To accept the word of God is true. Amen? The word of God is alive. Amen. That can give us power to live in this earth. Christians, I would like to ask you on the altar call, when our pastor Poole will call for the invitations, I would like you to see that you will come forward and bow down to our God.